We go to the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Life as a black ace. Our next guest is a member of the Los Angeles Kings. He has played his entire pro career with the Manchester Monarchs, the American League affiliate of the LA Kings, and of course spent his junior days here in our city. He's a Calgarian and a former Hitman star, joins us right now. He's Brandon Cozen. Cozy, good morning.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for doing this, buddy. How's life in Los Angeles?
That's good. You know, you get to spend some time in the sun and get to watch a few playoff games, so it's been pretty fun so far.
Isn't it a little early for you to be up?
Yeah, a little early, a little, you know, I kind of want to sleep a couple more hours. But
I was going to say, I am pretty impressed for you to be out of bed by the crack of 7 to be doing a radio interview in L.A.
Well, you know what, I'm just trying to be a good guy and get up and do it.
I know, I'm trying to be a good guy.
So when I played in Florida, we had a group of black aces that basically did nothing. They would go to the beach, they'd play beach volleyball all afternoon, and then they had a favorite spot they'd stop in at night, and they had to show up at the rink around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that kind of the life that you're living?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's pretty close.
So how does this work? You're with the Monarchs for the entire season. The season ends. Were you on your way back to Calgary? When did you get the phone call that the Kings wanted you to come and hang around for a bit?
After the season ended, they basically told me, get your stuff home and then hop on a plane and come down to L.A. So it was pretty much a couple days after the season ended, they let a few guys know that they're coming. That's how it played out.
So you flew home? You flew to Calgary?
Yep.
And then
I flew home, dropped off my bags,
yeah,
and then the next day flew out to L.A.
So they put you up in a hotel room? Do you have to share a room?
No, I actually have my own room, which is nice.
Where are you staying? Are you right across the street?
We are around the corner from the practice rink.
Oh, say, is it El Segundo?
El Segundo, that's the one.
Wow.
So
yeah, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So life is as a black ace. So there's a group of you, whatever it is, 6, 8, 10. You kind of all know, I think, individually what has to happen for you to get in. For Martin Jones, for Jonesy, it's easy, right? Want a Bernier, want a quick ass to go down. You have, you know, Jordan Nolan out of the lineup. Tanner Pearson, who you played with all year, makes his NHL debut in game number 3. Tyler Toffoli, he's already played some. For you and for the rest of the guys, yourself, Lyndon Vay, guys like that, how do you approach it?
I think you need to have a little bit of fun with it. I mean, you're here, and there isn't a great chance for you to get in the lineup, but on the other hand, you do have to stay sharp just in case guys do get hurt. I mean, it is going to be very hard for that to happen, but in the rare case that it did happen, you have to make sure that you're ready for it, and, you know, you don't want to be completely out of it just in case you do get in, and it'd probably be a pretty bad situation.
Yeah, so you're with the team. I guess I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Is it that they don't want you around? Because you're not going to San Jose, right? You're staying in L.A. the whole time.
I guess their reasoning is that they don't want us to be a distraction. They kind of want it to be on the side almost as a development thing. And if guys got hurt, then, you know, the guys are still skating so that they could fill in. But, yeah, they don't really want us around the team at all, so we kind of do our own thing.
Now, last year, you would have been a black ace, quite likely, but you were hurt, right?
Yeah, I hurt my hip last year in the playoffs, so there wasn't really a point for me to go.
That dreaded hip injury, Cozy. How did you do that?
I took a cross-check and Norfolk straight in the hip bone, so that was fun.
Was a guy bending over?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So this year, you get the call. Is this kind of an exciting thing for you? Now, do you go to the home games when they're at Staples? Do you go to the games?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. I mean, you're in L.A. and you get to have fun, and then you get to watch playoff hockey, which is what everyone dreams to do. And I mean, it's been a really good series so far, and being able to go to the Staples Center and see the atmosphere, and being from here as a younger guy, kind of seeing how the the atmosphere has changed since I was younger and used to go to the games. It's been a pretty cool scenario.
Now, one of your best buddies, and he was running around last night, he's on the other side, TJ Gagliardi, your line mate in junior hockey. You got your guys on obviously your team, your teammates, and then you got Gally. How do you how do you weigh your pom-poms?
I guess I kind of have an obligation to cheer for the Kings because I could be playing for them. But, yeah, Gally's playing well. He's skating around, being a rat, and doing the things he needs to do. But, yeah, I think I kind of have to cheer for the Kings.
Yeah, I would think that's probably how that's going to play out, Cozy. So does this fuel the fire for you a little bit now that a year ago you saw what happened? It had to have been tough. Now, I was kind of chirping you last year when you weren't at the rink and able to raise the cup. But does this not help? I mean, as you head into the summer and now you're still working hard, you're still doing full workouts. But even when you come home, maybe a few less days on the golf course with Walker and a few more days in the gym. I'm just wondering if this the intensity maybe ramps up a bit for you being this close to it.
Don't worry, Booms. I get the job done in the gym and on the golf course, so I don't have to worry about that.
I've seen how you operate, Cozy, and I'm just saying, walks. I know you guys golf all the time. Because free is the best price for golf. But, you know, maybe you need to surround yourself with better people. You know, just kind of the influences that are in your life. Maybe you need to just find more positive influences than hot dogs and beers every afternoon on the golf course.
Hey, let's not get carried away. I've seen the length of your arms.
All right. Cozy, best of luck. Tonight, I hope that Kopitar and Richards and Penner, I hope they all... nothing serious, just kind of like some, let's call it cramping. They're going to be okay, but there's some cramping. They need some IVs, and you get into the lineup.
Well, thank you. I don't think that's going to happen, and let's not hope it does.
Well, you know what you
should, thanks for having me on.
You know what you should do? See if
you're
walking around and you find Daryl Sutter, start talking Chuck Wagons with him. Hey, the Chuck Wagons or the Stampede. Or,
canola.
Yeah, get talking.
Mention
about
canola.
Livestock or something like that. And it'll be, boy, I like the cut of this kid's jib. Who was this? You know, just plant that seed. That's how you get to the... Don't talk hockey. He talks enough hockey. He wants to know about Ray Croteau Jr. and how things are going on the Chuck Wagon circuit.
I don't know if I have too much experience with that subject, but I'll give
it a try. Do your homework, Cozy. We're trying to get you into the lineup. Good luck, buddy. Good talking to you. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There's Brandon Cozen, who, quite frankly, does spend too much time with you over the course of the summer. They're like a married couple. You've never seen them. It's every single day.
Well, he sounds about as dopey as Walker.
They wake up in the morning. Hey, morning. How are you? I'm good. How are you? Where are we playing today?
I don't know, guys.
Am I picking you up, or are you picking me up?
I know.
Well, you can ride your bikes.
I know this is a foreign concept, but guys golf in the summer, Boom. That's just the golf course, and that's what you do. Would you prefer I sit at home during the summer months?
Let me tell you, these Black Aces, they got the life. They got the place to stay. They got the free. They get the per diem. They've got the dough to live. Their practices are a joke.